Morning, everybody.
Morning, Judy.
Elroy.
Be right there.
Elroy.
I'm on my way.
Come on now.
What was keeping him?
The usual morning sickness.
I don't know how he gets any sleep with these posters always going.
At least he keeps the sound off.
Now, when I was a kid... Morning, son. This way to the real world.
But I'm pooped, Pop. I was up late making up a Mother's Day poem.
Mother's Day?
You know, when you remember your mother. It's tomorrow. Now, just a sec, I'll show you. Mother, dear mother, you're sweet, that's true. It makes me feel good when I think about you.
Very nice. Come on, that calls for double pancakes all around. Shakespeare had a late night. He was writing a poem for Mother's Day tomorrow.
Oh, that's sweet. But, George, I don't want any presents from you. I mean it. Let's be sensible.
Okay.
You're a witness, Rosie. He agreed. No presents.
Why don't you go to the travel office and find a nice place to go?
Good idea. Want to go with me, Judy?
I can't, Mom. Have to go rehearse with the cheerleading. Galaxy, Galaxy, go, go, go!
Mother, dear mother... You're real sweet, that's true. It makes me feel good, but I think about...
Oh, my gosh. She must have blown a fuse. I'll reset her circuit breaker.
Holy moly, what happened?
Just a fuse. Nothing to worry about. There's a lot of it going around. Come into town with me, Rosie.
Deal.
There was water on her face.
Haven't I told you guys that taking baths may be dangerous to your health?
They were tears. She'd been crying.
Is the pay here that bad?
She'd been reading what you wrote.
Is the poem that bad?
Know what I think? I think Rosie's sad. She feels left out of Mother's Day because she has no recollection.
Gee.
No picture of her mother. Well, she's gonna have one. Ah, here's a warning. It lists a serial. I'm going to the robot factory and take a picture of the previous model. That'll be your mother.
She came with only a 90-day warranty. Not much, was it?
It's more than we got with you. We'll just take our time and look around.
Yes, sirree, Bob, you've come to the right place, friend.
Yeah, well, what I'm looking for...
is a nice robot dog for your son here. The new electrified Electrofidos. There he is, the Bionic Bowser.
Actually, what we,
He does everything. Fetch the paper. Or if the paper is late, he'll fetch the newsboy.
Actually, I'm looking for...
And he does great tricks. Watch this. Roll over, Bowser. And he comes with guard dog VF. That's variable ferocity. He can be gentle, moderate, light scary, heavy scary, and mailman.
Let me explain. I've got the housekeeper robot model XB500.
Yes, I remember it. Didn't sell well. Too emotional.
I want to locate the older model which preceded it, the XB400.
That's quite an antique. I'll check it out and phone you.
Thanks. Here's my card.
I like your dog, but we already have one. A real live one.
Oh, how primitive.
Think you'll be able to find Rosie's mom for us?
I sure hope so, son. I need to take a picture of her. Problem is, I've got to do it today.
Look, genuine artificial imitation synthetic. Oh, wouldn't I love George to get me that for Mother's Day?
But Mrs. J, you made him promise he wouldn't get you anything.
I did?
You said, let's be sensible.
I didn't.
You did.
Good morning, ladies. Going on a trip? If you'll step into our scenic simulator, I'll demonstrate some of our travel bargains. Now, visit the romantic canals of Mars.
This is nice.
I could get a lot of wear with that gold.
And it's ski season on the mountains of Venus.
It really would be practical. Very, very practical.
And there's a dude ranch on Uranus. If you prefer water sports, nothing beats the sea of tranquility.
Go with everything I have. Oh, this seems like a nice place to visit. Where is it?
You're back in the store, lady. Oh.
Oh. Somehow I've got to drop a hint to George about this. It really would be so much help to him. But...
Mr. Jetson, about that old robot you were looking for.
Do you have one?
Yes, but we threw it out in the trash just this morning.
In the trash?
But it's probably still at the dump if you get there quickly enough.
Yeah, thanks.
One more thing. If you change your mind about having a robot dog,
you can buy one cheap.
Mr. Spacely, could I have an hour off? I have to do something for Mother's Day.
Every year, the same excuse. We never get any work done around here, and it's terrible the way they've turned a beautiful thing like motherhood into something so commercial.
You're right.
Which gives me an idea. Don't give your mother a locket. Give her a Spacely sprocket. Okay, Jetson, get Charlie to take over.
Hi, Mr. Spacely. Is George here?
Yeah, but he's about to leave. Said he had to pick up something for Mother's Day.
He said that? Mr. Spacely, a favor. Don't let on I said so, but tell him the greatest present in the whole universe is that black skull by the travel counter at Spacey's.
It's a black stole by the travel counter.
Thanks, but Jane's all set.
Oh, well, stop there and buy it for me. I forgot to get my wife anything. Charge it and drop it off in my apartment. Here's the key. Just who are you getting something for?
Rosie.
Oh, you sly devil. Rosie, she must be something.
She is. Warm, gentle, understanding.
You see her often?
Every night.
What does she look like?
She's about 5 feet high.
Yeah, yeah.
Weighs about 300 pounds.
And she turns you on?
No, I turn her on.
Look, Mrs. Jake, there's Mr. Jake.
Let's see where he's going. Oh, he bought it.
But Joseph Spinkley said no presents.
Mr. Jetson is too intelligent not to know what I said, only to say it.
Say what?
Sometimes a wife has to tell her husband things she doesn't mean because he likes to hear them. Even though he knows she didn't mean it. Did you hear what I said?
I heard it, but my computer refuses to compute it.
Oh, don't worry about it. All rules are off for Mother's Day.
What is it?
This is George Jetson, Mr. Spacely. I'm at your apartment.
I can see that.
I got the store you wanted for your wife.
I can see that.
I'd like the rest of the day off.
I can't see that.
It's very important.
What can be so emu? Whoops, I forgot. You're after something for Rosie.
That's right.
Where are you going, that posh Jupiter jewelry store?
No, the garbage dump.
The garbage dump?
Excuse me, sir, Robot City told me...
Oh, you want Robot City? Go out that way and drive slowly. You again? How was your trip?
I never went.
When I said drive slow, I didn't mean that slow. Where do you want to go now?
I don't want to go anywhere. I want to be here.
Well, that's where you are.
Please, I need your help. I'm trying to find a robot.
A robot? When'd you lose it?
I didn't lose it.
That's going to make it tough.
It was dumped here.
Oh, then it's probably back by the crushing machine.
That's her, no question. Oh, poor thing.
Here are her blueprints, but they won't be much help.
I only want a nice picture of her face.
I'll lift off the top panel, give you more light. Let's see. My mother told me to pull this one.
Stop it! Stop it! Wrong one!
So it was. I know you won't believe this, but I've never worked this gadget before.
I believe.
What's this all about, anyway?
It was going to be a very special Mother's Day present.
Oh, you want something for your mother. Well, now, why don't you look around? We got lots of good stuff.
The blueprints. Yes. It's got all the dimensions. I can make a picture from this.
Sure, she wouldn't rather have a nice umbrella. Makes a good game.
This'll be just fine. Mother's Day at our house tomorrow morning is going to be the very best ever.
Oh, Judy, the plan is adorable. Thank you. And Elroy, your poem was so sweet. Didn't you think so, Rosie?
Why, yes, me. I'll get breakfast started.
A nice poem and a plan. What more could anyone ask?
Ta-da!
Now, George, I made it very clear you were not to get me a present, but since...
I didn't.
You didn't?
I wouldn't break a promise.
You wouldn't?
It's not for you.
Not for me?
Lloyd, that stole the description.
It's for Rosie. Stole? What's all this about a stole?
It's nothing, George. Absolutely nothing. I think I'll lie down for a bit. All the excitement.
Rosie? Rosie?
You will not get one word out of me. Not one word.
And it's back to Robot Sleep.
As I was saying, your wife saw you buying a stole at Spacey's, and she had her heart...
Oh, I'm the biggest idiot in the universe.
Well, maybe not the very biggest.
Oh, that poor dear. When she said no presents, I should have realized she...
Said what she said only to say it.
Exactly. Oh, I'm such a dummy. Sometimes a wife has to tell her husband things.
Even though he knows she knows he knows she knows.
Exactly. You make a lot of sense, Rosie.
Not to me.
I gotta make it up to her. I know. She'll have that stone. It's early. Spacey won't be up yet. I'll go over to his place and get it.
In your pajamas? Well, why not? He acts like a mental patient. He might as well dress like one.
Mr. Spacely?
That idiot. It figures.
Sorry to bother you, but this is a matter of life and death. I want to buy that stole from you to give to my wife.
Ridiculous. Now hang up and go back to...
Please, Mr. Spacely.
What's with these phones? It grabbed me. It's you. You're here.
I'll pay double for it. $1,000. To mend the broken heart of my life's true companion.
No, get out of my apartment, Jetson. And my life. And my visiphone.
Good morning, Mr. Jetson. Pajamas? You just getting home?
Henry, are there any divorce lawyers in our building?
I don't think so, but we got a whole lot of doctors.
I'll probably need them, too. I hope she's not too violent. Not that I'd blame her. She must hate me so.
There you are. You dear, dear, dear wonderful man.
I must be in the wrong...
Silly, you're in the right place. The very right place. And in my heart forever.
I'll have to not give you presents more often.
I was so selfish. Then when I saw what you did for Rosie... Rosie just loves it, Dad.
She really flipped. That's right.
Rosie.
Oh, Mr. J. Thank you, thank you. It's the nicest thing that ever happened to me.
It made me realize having a sweet husband and... two dear children is all a mother could ask for. I mean it when I say no presents. No more material presents on this day ever.
I'll get it.
A good morning, Elroy.
Morning, Mrs. Spacely. Come on in.
Cosmo thought over what you said, Mr. Jetson. How much Jade means to you. He can't be selfish. Cosmo wants you to have it. Don't you, Cosmo?
Thanks, but such things are no longer important to her. So you can take the stole.
Stole? Just look what your darling father gave me for Mother's Day. I knew he'd remember.
To help you remember, I'll be taking that $1,000 out of your paycheck the rest of the year. At least this shows you've given up Rosie.
Give up Rosie, our fantastic robot maid? You're kidding, right?
You mean Rosie, your robot maid? Oh, now I get it. Oh, Jetson, I'm sorry what I was thinking. I should have known that you'd play it straight.
Rosie, will you bring some coffee? Look, I still get the vacation, don't I?
Okay, you got it, Jetson.
Cosmo?
Yes, dear?
There's a little matter of my presence.
Oh, coming, dear.
Oh, it's a great day, isn't it? That's so lovely. Galaxy, galaxy, cool.